朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我以前就常常讲，你看我们中国人已经有五六千年的历史了。
I often say we Chinese have a long history of 5,000-6,000 years.
神没有让我们生在春秋战国，神也没有让我们生在唐朝汉朝，神让我们生在这个时代。
God did not cause us to be born in the ancient China, but in present day today.
还在中国十几亿人的里面，我们却少数的这些人被神带到北美来。
And out of a billion people.We were chosen by God to bring to United States.
北美各地都有中国华人，神把我们摆在这里。
And then there are Chinese everywhere in North America, and God placed us here.
我已经说这是神主宰的权柄，这也是神特别大的一个恩典，把我们摆在一起。
Out of God's sovereignty and His grace that we're put together.
那更不要说自己家人了。
Then how about our family?
生在同一个世代。
We're born in the same generation.
我们成为骨肉之亲，真正的骨肉之亲。
And we become a family of blood.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
So we need to thank God.
虽然有一些的这种至亲是我们可以挑的，有一些是不能挑的。
Some relatives we can choose, some we cannot.
像这个妻子是我们自己可以拣选嘛，哈。
Yeah, you can choose your own wife.
除了亚当以外，对不对？
Except Adam.
所以以前就说，有一天夏娃就问亚当说：“你爱我吗？”
There was a story that one day Eve asked Adam, "Do you love me?"
弟兄们不要难过，这从伊甸园就开始问的问题啊。
Brothers, don't feel bad. This question has been existing since the Garden of Eden.
亚当在那一看啊， Do I have choice?
Adam says, "Do I have a choice?"
他是没有 choice 的。
Yes, indeed, he did not have a choice.
那今天我们夫妻的关系是我们自己拣选出来的。
But today, we get to choose our own spouse.
但是这个子的关系，父母亲跟我们的儿女，他们。我们没有拣选的权利，他们也没有拣选的权利。
And yet we have no choice. We have no right to choose our parents or our children.
但是当我们被神摆在一起的时候，
But if we are put together in a family by God,
我们要弄一个感恩的态度啊。
Let's cherish each other with a grateful heart.
我知道对青少年可能比较难。
I know it's hard for the teenagers.
因为我看过很多的书啊、文章啊，这个青少年。最大的一个心愿就是把他的这个 sibling 换一下啊。
I have read many articles.
换一个兄弟或换一个姐妹。
The greatest, many teenagers have this wish that they can switch siblings with each other.
那弟兄姊妹，让我们学习用一个感恩的态度啊，这是神真的是特别的恩典，把我们放在一家，成为一家人。
Let's cherish each other with a grateful attitude.
那从来没有像家人这样能够这么深的走到我们生命的深处，看到我们生活的细节。
No one can be like our family, get to walk inside of our heart and get to see.Us from every aspect of life.
所以看不顺眼，或是彼此之间有些摩擦和冲突，一定是难免的。
So it is inevitable that we see flaws and we cannot accept each other some ways.
因为出了家门，不管你有心没心，多多少少，就算你不是故意戴面具，别人也都是看不清楚我们的本相。
Because once we walk out of our house, then more or less, even if we don't do it on purpose.People don't get to see our true self.
我们孩子，不要光讲孩子，免得误会了哈。我们都以为这个人是这样子，那个人是那样子，跟他在家里面是怎么样子，他的妻子、他的丈夫、他的孩子、他的兄弟姐妹都看得清清楚楚。
Sometimes we think we understand so and so, but actually only his wife or his brothers and sisters in the family get to know him more.
虽然好像会有一点矛盾、摩擦或是一些不服存在，弟兄姊妹，其实这是 part of 一个 family.
So it's inevitable that in families we will have conflicts.
神借着他，就像我昨天在婚礼上所讲的啊，神借着这些在我们生命中最亲的人来 complete 我们这个人，使我们这个人完整。
Just as I shared in yesterday's wedding, God used those who are intimate with us to complete us.
我们很多的个性，甚至很多生命里面的死角，是我们连甚至自己都不知道的。
Is there many flaws in our characters or like dark corners in our heart that we are not even aware ourselves.
因为家人，尤其是夫妻，因为走到我们的深处。
family, especially our spouses, get to walk right inside of our heart.
所以我们的死角常常被显露出来。
So we are often exposed.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是正常的事情。
That is okay. That is normal.
我们也应该带着一个感恩、一个健康的态度来面对这样子的情形。
Let's face it with a healthy attitude.
啊，但是我们却要用一个正面的态度，让我们在成为家人的这一段时间，我们好好的珍惜啊。
And let's cherish our family with a correct attitude.
神的旨意是叫我们和我们的全家一同来侍奉神，一同来蒙恩。
Because God's will is that we with our family will serve God together and be blessed together.
所以大家有些怪里怪气，尤其青少年这段时间怪里怪气。Dr. James Dobson 告诉我们说，不要 surprise， 他一定会有的。
So Dr. James Dobson says, don't be surprised if you find your family members, especially your teenager children, kind of weird.
尤其大家会有一些挑战啊，不和啦，这都很正常的。
They might challenge you, there might be conflicts, that's okay.
有一个爸爸，他有一次带孩子去逛街的时候，孩子就一直吵着说要去买那个哑铃，可以锻炼肌肉的。
One time a father took the children shopping.And then the child keeps saying that they want to get the dumbbell for lift weights.
他爸爸跟他说你不会用的，你用两天就不会用了。
You will not use it. I guarantee you. After 2 days, you will not use it anymore.
他说我一定用，我给你保证，我一定天天弄。
But the son says, I promise you, I will use it every day. I promise you.
他爸爸给他买了。
So the dad bought it for him.
然后一路上呢，从那个店里面呢到车子之间 ，parking lot 的车子之间呢，这个孩子一路上抱着那个就在抱怨说，为什么我一个人要扛着他？
Then just while walking from the store to the parking lot, the son keep complaining. Why is that? I get to carry it all the way.
You got my message.
Got my message.
我们都认为我们会做，其实已经开始埋怨了嘛。
We always think that, oh, I will do it, but we start complaining before we know.
两个礼拜以前我们吃饭的时候，王弟兄跟我们讲说他以前的那个教会弟兄姊妹父母亲跟孩子对话的时候。
Two weeks ago we had a meal with a brother Wayne and he shared with us a dialogue between parents and child.
有个孩子举手问那些父母亲，他说为什么我们中国的父母亲让我们出去吃饭的时候都不能喝 Coke?喝 ice water 才行。
So a child asked the parents, how come Chinese parents never allow us to drink Coke when we go out to eat, only ice water?
那有一个妈妈就举手起来回答，她说是为你们好啊，为你们健康啊。
So one mother says, oh, it's for your own good, it's for your health.
那马上那个孩子就说，那为什么免费的时候你就让我们喝呢？
And the child says, then why do you allow us to drink when it's free?
你知道现代养孩子真的很不容易耶。
You know, it's hard to be parents nowadays.
你没有两三把刷子，你管不住他们的。
If you're not very skillful, you cannot, you cannot discipline them.
这是不容易的事情啊！所以下礼拜有父母跟青少年对话，大家小心一点，要好好祷告。
So, let's pray hard. We're gonna have a seminar, the dialogue between parents and children.
但是其实这也是 the beauty of 一个 family.
But that is also the beauty of a family.
大家在成长的过程中，各式各样的怪里怪气的样子都出来。
We get to see each other's weirdness, during the growing process.
尤其他们说到了青少年时期，他荷尔蒙大变化的时候，那个妈妈跟爸爸也都是荷尔蒙开始变化的时候。
Because especially when the teenager children are,experiencing hormone changes, the parents are experiencing hormone changes too.
妈妈是更年期，爸爸是中年危机。
Like the mom is the menopause and the dad is the midlife crisis.
所以全家荷尔蒙大战啊。
So it's like the turmoil, hormone turmoil in the family.
所以我们怎么样子能够真的是珍惜我们是一家人。
So let's cherish that we're a family.
弟兄姊妹，这个是要看我们自己了。
And it's up to us how we do it.
有一个弟兄，他从前在我们中间，现在不在了。
There was a brother who used to meet with us.
他是说他太太因为带了五个孩子很辛苦，常常聚会捞不到，坐在里面听。
And he says because his wife, they have five children, so his wife usually don't get to sit in the meeting.
但是这个太太很爱他，都让这个弟兄去听到。
And the wife loves the husband so much, she always.Just let him listen to the sermon.
所以他回到家的时候，他常常就在厨房陪他太太。他太太做菜的时候弄孩子，他就把今天听到的道啊，教会的情形就在旁边跟他分享。
So after they go home, then the husband will stay with the wife in the kitchen and try to share with her the message that he heard today.
然后他说他早上上班的时候，他太太为他预备一个饭包带去。
And in the morning, when he was about to go to work.His wife will pack him a lunch.
他常常在打开那个饭包盒那个袋子的时候，里面就夹了一段一张纸张。
And oftentimes when he opened up the lunchbox, he would find a paper slip.
但是他太太很早起来，孩子起来之前，他灵修的时候，他的心得或是读的经文，他就抄一张纸上。
And that piece of paper would have a Bible verse that his wife wrote for him, during her morning devotion before the kids wake up.
放在他的便当的袋子里面，所以他常常很感动，他说要把它收集起来。
So and he's greatly touched, so he collects these piece of paper.
虽然有时上面还有便当的油迹在上面，但是每一张他都觉得很可贵。
And some are stained with oil, but then he cherished every one of them.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望有更多的家庭真是这样彼此切实相爱。
How we wish that more family will love each other like this.
我们除了有享受这么美丽的爱以外，我们都是一起为着我们能更爱神。
Not only that we get to enjoy such beautiful love.Together we'll love the Lord more.
时间的关系，我很快的讲一下我们全家侍奉有一些基本上一些的实行上的一些的分享啊。
So now I will share with you some basic practices of serving God as a family.
那我留了三个空格是为了让大家动动笔的。
I have left some blanks so that you can fill them in.
那第一件事情讲到得救的确据。
First, the assurance of salvation.
要越小开始越好。
The younger, the better.
在孩子们越小的时候就开始让他能够清楚得救。弟兄姊妹，这件事情太重要了。
So、let your child to have the salvation, the assurance of salvation starting from young age.
很多的孩子在他们很年轻的时候可能就出事，他们就不能存留。
Because some children would die at young age.
我有好几个认识的好朋友或是认识的人，他们的孩子根本就是很年轻，几岁的时候就不是出车祸生病或是什么事情就走了。
I have some good friends, their children passed away at young age.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要趁着他们最小的时候好好的尽快这么单纯的时候把福音给他们。
While they're still young and pure in heart, share with them the salvation.
不久以前我们礼拜五小组查经才读过，主耶稣说你们若不回转像小孩的样式，断不能进天国，对不对？
Just like in Matthew we just studied, if you do not turn,To be like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
那为什么要等到他大了，再那么辛苦的回转像小孩呢？
Why wait until they grow up and then help them to turn back like a child?
为什么不趁着他现在是小孩的时候来帮助他呢？
Why not while they're still a child, while they're still children, help them?
今天早上停车的时候，那个停车场跟我要五块钱啊。
This morning when I park at the parking lot, Someone asked me for $5.
因为他们今天在 Flint Center 有什么表演节目，所以他说一个人要停车五块钱。
Because they have some performance at Flint Center, so they say it's $5 for parking space.
我跟他说我是这个教会的 pastor, 我是教会的传道人，我说我们平常最多只用机器买两块钱。
And then so I say, I'm the pastor of this church, and usually we just pay $2
on the machine. 他就让我进去了。
So he let them.
我来到教会的时候，我听说那个Christina, 那他们就不让他进去。
Then, when I came to church, then I heard that they would not let Christina come in.
然后他就有感而发的说一句，他说因为我不像 pastor.
And so she says, because I don't look like a pastor.
你比较像 pastor.
And you look like a pastor.
我说我不是告诉他说我像 pastor, 我告诉他说我是 pastor.
I said, I didn't say I look like a pastor. I told them I am the pastor.
所以要大了以后要回转像小孩，那比较辛苦的。
So if you after you grow up and you want to be like a child, it's very difficult.
为什么不趁着他是小孩的时候抓住机会呢？
Why not seize the opportunity while they're still children?
孩子走了就再有没有机会叫他得救了。
If our children leave us or pass away, then we lose the chance.
我们都认识的詹弟兄，我很感动的一件事情。
We all know Brother Zhan.
他的孩子大概是在七岁左右的时候，因为出车祸就去世了。
Like, their son passed away when he was 17?
Seven. 那我们下去看他的时候，我就觉得在我想安慰他，结果反而他们的交通大大的安慰我们。
While we attended his funeral, we wanted to comfort the parents, but yet our parents comforted us greatly.
他们在孩子很小的时候就已经让他们清楚的得救。
Because they have led them to the Lord, have the assurance of salvation when they were very, very young.
而且已经很清楚的灌输他们一个非常健康的观念，知道将来死亡是回家。到父神到主耶稣那里去，那是好的无比的事情。
And they have taught them a very healthy and correct concept that death is not to be afraid because you get to go to Heavenly Father, go home.
所以那天当这个七岁的男孩死掉的时候，他底下的两个妹妹都没有那么伤心，因为知道他是到主耶稣那里去了。
So that day, when their seven-year-old son passed away, two younger sisters were not that sorrowful because they knew for sure that their brother went back to heaven.
他不需要临时来补课，他早就已经给孩子们都已经教好了这些事情。
The parents did not have to teach the children right there because they already knew.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们都早一点来这里帮助我们的孩子。
Let's help our children, the younger the better.
第二件事情，顺服与敬虔的操练。
Secondly, the practice of obedience and godliness.
我们要讲到全家来侍奉神，弟兄姊妹，孩子小的时候，有两个很重要的事，一定要先教他们。
Well, our children are young. You have to teach them two things.
就是一个是顺服，一个是敬虔。
One, obedience. Second, godliness.
你不管从伯恩德烈教导怎么带孩子，或是很多教导带孩子的书，那更重要的是圣经上的教导。
There are many experts teach us how to teach children, and the Bible teaches how to teach children.
都强调这最重要的事情。
And these are the two most important things.
要 bend his will, 就把他的意志能够折服下来。
Bend his will.
如果孩子在小的时候，父母亲不能训练孩子们学会顺服的话
，If you cannot teach your child to obey while he's still young，
没有多久，跨过十岁，其实现在的孩子不用跨过十岁了。
Then before you know it, before long，
尤其进到 teenager 越来越上去的时候
，When they become a teenager，
你发现你几乎已经没有办法再去改变他什么
，Then you realize there's not much you can do，
而且他越来越刚硬。
And they become harder and harder.
越来越不能够接受我们要再给他的束缚。
That they cannot be bound and accept correction.
所以我们今天叫他们学顺服，不是只是叫他们顺服我们而已。
When we teach them to obey, we don't teach them to obey us.
而是塑造出一个性格，是他们可以顺服的。
But to mold a character that they are obedient person.
他不会以自我为中心，自己的意见，自己想要的就一定要得着。
They will not be self-centered or self-seeking.
那么当神有一天来要求他，圣灵来感动他，恩高的教训在他里面的时候，他比较容易来顺服主。
So when one day God demands or leads or moves, that he is it's easier for him to obey God.
那学习敬虔是要让他们在这里尊重主。
That they will honor God.
弟兄姊妹，这个跟主关系的建立其实是很早就可以开始的。
Actually, you can start from very young age to have personal relationship with God.
我想我们都应该还记得贝教师曾经来过我们中间。
We remember our sister Barker.
Barker. 她来的时候她曾经举过他们家的见证。
When she came, she gave a testimony of her family.
细节我不记得了。
I don't remember the details.
我记得有一次她妈妈好像在这里，不知道是责备她还是责备她的姐妹。
I remember one time her mother was rebuking her or her sister.
她说你都已经六七岁了，你到现在还没有被圣灵充满过。
Says you're already 6 or 7 years old and you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit.
我不好意思问说在座被圣灵充满过的举手。
I don't want to ask who's being filled by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹啊，他们六七岁，父母亲就为他着急，这个孩子还没有遇见神。
But her mother is already very anxious that this child is already 6 or 7 years old, and then she hasn't met the Lord.
居然还没有被圣灵充满的经
验。She hasn't been filled with the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹呢？也许他们的教会更敬虔，教得更好。
Because their church is very godly.
但是至少我们要让孩子们知道神在。
But at least we have to teach our children that there's God.
教他们带他们祷告，他们其实很单纯。
Lead them and teach them to pray because they're very pure.
我都记得我这个 Aaron 大概还三岁多的时候。
I remember while Aaron was still 3 years old.
有一天晚上我们家在一起准备要一起有祷告。
One evening we were ready to have family prayer.
他突然问了我一个问题啊。
All of a sudden he asked me a question.
他说爸爸你什么时候要到天堂去？
Says, Dad, when are you going to heaven?
他哥哥就打他一下。
And then his older brother just hit him.
因为他小的时候是在我们家有名的乌鸦嘴。
He always say those things that are not very welcome.
我们后来才晓得他想要跟我讲的就是他舍不得我太早去天堂。
Then I realized what he really meant is that he didn't want me to go to heaven too soon.
弟兄姊妹，不管什么样子的方式，至少让他们认识神存在，而且神是在我们的中间。
Whichever way we could use, at least to show them that God is among us.
帮助他们在很单纯的时候学习来认识神。
While their hearts are still pure, lead them to know God.
让他们学习尊重主。
And lead them to honor God.
所以我们从小我们两个孩子只要大人在聚会 如果不是发生了什么危机，不准他们进到聚会中间来的。
So we never allow them to come to a meetings, unless there's emergency.
我有时候看见我们大人弟兄姊妹在祷告，有些小孩跑进来一直喊，不管我们大人在祷告。
Sometimes, we have prayer meetings and the kids will just barge in, and then disturb us.
弟兄姊妹，我们绝对不可以这样子让孩子们，要让他们学习神在。
Let's not allow our children to disturb like that.
要让他们学习敬畏神。
Teach them to honor and respect.
要让他们学习，不是我要干嘛就干嘛。
To learn that they can't just do anything they want.
很小就可以开始了。
We can start teaching them while they're still very young.
越小越容易。
And the younger, the easier.
不是要凶。
You don't have to be very stern face, very harsh.
而是要清楚跟 firm.
But you have to be firm and be clear.
弟兄姊妹，其实孩子们的习惯都是大人养成的。
Actually,
我这是小的时候啊。
For younger children, their habits are built by the parents.
你帮他培养了好习惯以后，他蒙福无穷。
If you help them to build good habits, they will be blessed forever.
你任凭他自由发展，他会养成很多坏习惯。
If you just let loose and let them go, then they will have many bad habits.
我不去讲热力学第二定律了哈，我讲大自然的定律。你家的院子不管是越来越漂亮，草越来越整齐呢，还是越来越乱？
Say like, if you never take care of your garden, will it become better and better, or it become messier and messier?
你们家的房间如果不刻意去收拾的话，它是越来越整齐呢，还是越来越乱？
If you don't tidy up your room, will it become neater and neater, or messier and messier?
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，这是很清楚的事情。
So this is very clear.
所以我们一定要在趁着孩子们小的时候，我们抓住机会，我们来培养他们。
While our children are still young, seize the opportunity and to build them up.
啊，第三个，我们讲到家庭祭坛的建立。
The third is to establish a family altar.
这个问题也很大，我没有空多说，我提三个小点。
And three small points.
第一个，从不可以停止聚会开始。
First, never stop going to meetings.
从小养成带孩子们来教会。
Bring your children to church.
你自己大人不要可有可无的。
And so that going to meeting is not an optional for the adults or for the children.
虽然他们现在的小朋友都迫不及待想来教会，因为教会很好玩，很多好朋友。
Yeah, some young children they cannot wait to come to church because they have good friends at church.
但随着年纪长大，要让他们能够稳定的知道来聚会它真正的意义是什么。
But then as they grow older, teach them the meaning of coming to meeting.
然后第二件事情，灵修生活的培养。
Second, to establish a regular devotion.
从我们平常就开始慢慢做。
And let's start from our daily life.
我听到我们教会好多弟兄姊妹睡觉前一定陪孩子祷告，我听到都好高兴。
I've heard many brothers and sisters will pray with their children before bedtime, and I'm very pleased.
从很小就可以让孩子们轮流带领谢饭祷告。
And ask the children to lead, to say grace before meals.
那我们家是从小135 David, 246 Aaron, 然后礼拜天老爸或老妈。
For our family, that Monday, Wednesday, and Friday will be David, and Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday will be Aaron's turn to say grace.
所以谢饭祷告、饭前祷告，或是让他们每天能够学习，小朋友都可以有小朋友的圣经可以看的。
And then to lead them to pray before bedtime, to say grace before meals, and they can read children's Bible too.
那第三个稍微难一点点。
The third is a little bit difficult.
就是所谓的真正全家人一起有一个固定的聚会。
A regular family meeting.
那这件事情一定需要弟兄们来配合。
And this has to be coordinated by the brothers.
当老爸的如果不肯起来支持这件事情或是带领这件事情。
If the father does not support or lead,This meeting.
这件事情几乎在家庭里面实行不出来的。
And they cannot be accomplished.
而且就算妈妈天天带着孩子们。
Say the mother will lead the children every day.
你不觉得那是一个很遗憾的局面吗？
Don't you think it's still a very incomplete picture?
圣经上神所立的一家之主居然不在。
Because the head of the household is missing.
所以我们弟兄们要加油啊。
So, rise up, brothers.
那虽然孩子们小的时候，他们的祷告都很简单，也没什么千篇一律的。
Maybe the children's prayers are very repetitious and very simple.
那我儿子们从小的祷告我都会记得，谢饭祷告一定说主耶稣，谢谢你给我们这么好吃的饭，什么什么。
I always know my son's prayers for grace. They always say, "Oh, dear Jesus, thank you for giving me delicious food."
那睡觉前就一定说主耶稣，谢谢你给我们这么美好的一天。
And before bedtime, they always say, "Dear God, thank you for a good day."
啊，千篇一律。有一次祷告了很久以后，有一天他们突然问我们说：“爸妈，为什么没有好的一天，你们也要谢谢呢？” 他现在美好的一天啊，
They keep repeating the prayer without thinking much until one day, all of a sudden, they say, "Why do we still thank God if we had a bad day?"
那他们把美好当作没有好，那是台湾国语，我不知道他们怎么懂的。
Oh, they misunderstood.
祷告了那么多年，都为了美好的一天，谢谢神，已经不错了。我们上个礼拜跟不是前两个礼拜跟 Sita 聚会，我们有个弟兄姊妹，他们讲更可爱的，他们的女儿。中文学校等爸爸妈妈来给他们 ride 带他回去啊。
Last week at Cedar's meeting, a parent shared that their children were waiting for the ride after Chinese school.
他女儿给他打电话说：“妈妈，你什么时候来把我捡起来？”他pick me up.
It's hard to say. He said, "Mom, when are you gonna pick me up?" And then the child literally translated to Chinese. It's like.
所以跟孩子们在一起其实是很享受的事情啊。
So, actually, it's such an enjoyable time to spend time with your children.
那有一次我们来教会聚会的路上。
One time, we are on the way to church.
那天是一个福音聚会，我自己里面担子蛮重的。
That day was a gospel meeting, and I was heavy burdened in my heart.
那上了车的时候，那个念慈就叫我们孩子们都一起为了这个聚会祷告，我们一起在那里祷告。
So while we were all in the car, my wife asked.Everyone to pray for the meeting.
啊，我记得在那个八十五号高速公路的时候，我听到 David 的祷告，一下子让我里面整个人得到力量。
I still remember I was driving on Highway 85, and David prayed for me. All of a sudden, my heart was strengthened.
他的祷告，他说他求神说让爸爸能够那么清楚的知道他要传的是什么，以至于让他不害怕不紧张。
He asked God to show me.Clearly, what I ought to preach, so that I will not be nervous or fearful.
哎呀，我一下子里面就为了这句话，我得到了力量。
And all of a sudden, my heart was strengthened by his prayer.
这也是我今天早上讲保罗的时候，我说保罗为什么这么勇敢？因为他深知道他所信的是谁，他也真知道他所传的是什么。
Just like this morning when I shared, how come Paul was so bold and courageous? That's because he knew whom he believed.And he knew what he preached.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们开始享受我们的家啊。
Let's start enjoying our family.
我结束的时候用一个很小的故事结束它。
Before I end, I will close with a story.
啊，讲到有一个很有名、很成功的企业家。
There was a very successful entrepreneur.
他企业成功到一个地步，这个很多人都很羡慕他。
His business was so successful that everyone admired him.
可是他的妻子想要跟他离婚。
But yet his wife wanted to divorce him.
他孩子跟他之间的关系非常的疏远冷淡。
And his children very distant toward him.
所以在他最痛苦的时候，有人建议他去参加一个基督徒的一个婚姻讲座的一个退休会。
While he was in great pain, someone suggested him to go to a Christian seminar workshop.
在那个聚会的里面，主的爱、主的话临到他，让他知道他是一个失败的父亲、失败的丈夫。
In the meeting, he realized that he failed being a husband and father.
虽然他一直认为他是一个很尽心的父亲、很成功的丈夫，因为他给他家人住最好的房子，用最好的东西。
Even though he always thought he was a diligent, a dutiful father because he provided the best for his family.
结果在那个聚会的最后一天晚上，大家上来分享这个心得，这次特会的这个得着的时候。
So, at the last day of the conference, many people came up to share what they have gained.
他在上面分享他主怎么样改变他，让他看见什么才是最重要的事情。
So he went up and then shared.That what God has shown him was the most important thing in life.
他就鼓励在座所有的父亲不要像他一样这样子的失败，只顾赚钱，只顾好像让家庭在物质上有得到好处，却忽略了他们最需要的是这个爸爸或这个丈夫。
So he encouraged all fathers to not just focus on making money and provide the best material, and ignore that what their family needs the most.It's the father's presence.
大家都为他非常的高兴啊。
And everyone was very happy for him.
可是就在不久以后，有人突然来叫他。
And soon after, someone called him.
他的妻子带着另外两个儿子突然来找他。
His wife came to look for him with their two sons.
告诉他说他们的小儿子因为心情不好到欧洲去旅游的时候出了车祸，刚刚死掉了。
And then informed him that their youngest son died in a car accident in Europe because he was in bad mood. He took a trip.
会场里面就听见那个人在外面嚎啕大哭啊。
And so everyone in the meeting heard him cry bitterly and loudly outside.
他看见了自己的错误，他想要开始弥补的时候。
It's just when he saw his mistake and he wanted to make up.
三个孩子中间有一个已经享受不到了。
One of the three children already passed away.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能光有心愿，不能够光说我该做什么。
It's never good enough if we just have the will to do something.
我们求神真的帮助我们，不仅仅给心愿，让我们抓住机会，我们就开始做。
May the Lord help us that we will not stay with having a wish, but we will start having action.
带着我们的孩子。
Lead our children.
带着我们的妻子。
Lead our wives.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们一起有祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，虽然这一连串的信息就这样子逐渐过去了。
Lord, even though the series of messages will end.
你对我们的呼召，你对我们的期望却从来没有改变。
But yet your calling and expectation toward us never change.
你不仅仅救我们出黑暗入奇妙光明。
Not only that you deliver us out of the darkness and into the light.
你不仅仅把我们从黑暗的权势迁到爱子的国度里。
Not only you move us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
你更是希望我们每一个人能够起来成为侍奉你的人。
You want every one of us to rise up and serve you, become a servant.
你希望我们每一个人都跟你之间有一个真实第一手的关系。
You want every one of us to have a real and first-hand relationship with you.
你希望你儿女们所有所建立的家庭，主啊，都是侍奉你的家庭。
You want every family of your children to be families that serve you.
你希望你所建造的教会里面的每一个人，每一个家都是侍奉你的人和家庭。
And you want in your church, every family and every individual will serve you.
主，我们在这里为着自己，为着自己的家，为着教会向你祷告。
Here we want to pray for ourselves, our family, and our church.
哦，主啊，让我们看见这是一个莫大的恩典和祝福。
Show us that this is a great blessing and this is a grace.
让我们从一切的松懈、胆怯、灰心、受伤或任何其他负面的感觉里面出来。
Lead us out of any negative conditions, being despair, being afraid, being hopeless.
你既然把我们摆在一个家的里面，
Since you put us in a family,
你从让我们从心里面珍惜你主宰的安排。
Let's cherish the arrangement you have given us out of your sovereignty.
让我们彼此包容，彼此扶持，我们能切实的相爱。
That we will accept and we'll support and we'll love one another.
更让我们能够一起来爱你。
That we'll together love you.
谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们将在座，如果在家庭中有困难的，我们特别交在你的手中。
We pray and commit those who are having difficulties in family.
主啊，你来恢复，你来医治。
Lord, you come and restore and heal.
你来保护，你来祝福。
You protect and bless.
让我们都起来重建耶路撒冷的城墙 免得我们再受凌辱
That together we will rebuild the city wall for Jerusalem so we'll never be put to shame again
让仇敌看见听见这事就害怕知道这事出于耶和华
So the enemies will hear this and be trembled because they know it's from the Lord
谢谢你
Lord we thank you
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。